Some concern is actually in the middle part of a five-level concern scale that we have that ranges from negligible concern to serious concern. The evidence for that we evaluated during the SEER review for reproductive and developmental effects of bisphenol A is comprised of a large number of studies in animals, as well as a very, very small number of studies actually looking at the effects of bisphenol A in humans. The studies in humans are really inadequate to reach any kind of a conclusion, but the studies in animals have shown a variety of effects at very, very low levels where when bisphenol A is given to pregnant animals, the offspring of these animals have shown some effects on development and behavioral effects. And although these are not completely understood with regard to how these effects might translate into actual human effects and human risks, the fact that we're seeing these at levels of bisphenol A exposures that are not particularly far different from those that are experienced by humans would indicate to us that these effects cannot be completely dismissed at this point.